My buzzer week was this past week.
And you stole it too?
Yeah.
So you two this week, and you know, you had to collect up the fund, so I gave you the two already, right?
This is my, the other one.
That's why I didn't want to do two this past week, because, I mean, I just was so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Did you do two this past week?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is out of the area.
But one of them wasn't.
It was safe. You were, feeling rushed.
Thank you.
Well, it's usable, I mean.
Oh, it is?
Now, if there's a place where it's stuck or.
She said, because she had to ride.
Just fast forward a little bit.
But she said, okay, that she would G-chat you tonight and give her your phone number, because I think it's better, like, if you guys talk on the phone than like G-chat, because like then you can like really have a conversation about the items.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really like you guys to.
It's the dog.
Definitely touch bases, like over the phone.
It's the second text.
Okay.
Just talk about the one session, you don't have to talk about both.
Okay.
An update.
Sylvia is not coming to me.
Sylvia and Dustin are gonna have a phone session, they promised.
Jennifer doesn't come, can we have a phone session?
Well, do we know where she is? Can we call her?
Did she, was she at the lecture with you guys?
I don't know, I don't think so.
I don't know if anybody told her that we were meeting at 3:15.
Yeah.
Because I was just telling you.
Well, she certainly wasn't here at 2:30, because I was here.
No, well, yeah, she knew, she had told me she was going to the lecture.
I didn't see her.
But I didn't see her after we decided to be there. She might not have even known, because this was sort of spread word of mouth that we had moved up the time, so. That's not the fault, actually.
Well, she should have checked. Somebody.
Shlomo recopied those faulty files for me, so I'm gonna see if these work, these are the five faulty files.
Okay.
So hopefully this will work.
All right.
And that, next week I can pull them on. All right, who owes me invoices? Because the sooner I put these in, the sooner you get paid in a few weeks.
I want to tell you congratulations.
Oh, I'm feeling great, thank you. We didn't get the full amount we submitted for, but we got enough to cover about half of what it costs to pay you guys, so.
So half of you won't get paid.
So half of what you're getting paid is from my personal pocket, so. But thank you very much for all the work you do, it's really, it's moving along so quickly, which is most amazing, so. It's good, it's good. But yeah, that's something to keep in mind, like if you think about your dissertations, that if you have to have coding done or.
You leave her a voicemail.
Pay it or have like incentive for participants, like there's grants to apply to, but you might, you know, also be pulling from your own pocket, and a lot of people do, so. That's reality. You can tell me congratulations when it's defended. Like, congratulations for what?
It's like too early, right? Mm-hmm.
And your hair looks way cuter now.
Sorry?
Your hair looks way cuter now. Shorter for the hair.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing the.
I like it short.
Well, I lost 20 pounds and cut my hair, so.
You lost 20 pounds?
Yeah, well, I gained in like the first year. I guess I came in more like this, and then the program kind of kicked my butt a little bit first and second year. I didn't do the freshman 15 in college. I did more like the first year grad school 20.
Yeah,
so they're watching videotapes of me with hair on my back. And sometimes I look at them and I was like, who's that? Oh, it's me. It's me.
Now, have you given any thought to the other coding that needs to be done?
Do you have any really good ones?
Yeah.
Of course.
I have to look back at my proposal, but I don't think we were thinking about every session being coded.
Yeah, because I
don't know.
I might really have trouble.
Because if that were the case, then it would make a lot more sense for them to be doing it along the way. But I was thinking we'd pick, it would be like at an increment or something.
I don't know,
like every 8 sessions.
Whatever your proposal says.
Well, not sure if that part of it is going to get done by the end of June.
No. I'm not expecting that.
For the conference,
no, not
you'll
for the
just
conference.
Present like what we
find in
the process.
I'm not.
And without connecting it
I'm
to
not worried about that.
I have to find a better measure for that. And then, I think the proposal said
that every session would be coded with that. Because it was a really short measure, but like...
Did you get a copy of the issue yet?
Of the Ritzville Freeman? I mean, do, I mean, are we locked into exactly what the proposal says?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we? That's why there's a proposal phase.
Yeah. I mean, because the measure is okay, I didn't really find anything better, but...
You know, you should really,
I thought it was like...
You should, consult with Suzie Schmetterman.
Okay.
You know her, Schmetterman?
Smithson or whatever, yeah.
She's in the class right under you. She's doing her dissertation on autism, and she actually presented a couple of autism measures in her pre-proposal dissertation yesterday.
Okay.
And some of them look really, really good.
Yeah.
So you might want to ask her about it.
Would it involve coders watching the whole sessions over again, like all the other sessions?
I'm not sure, but one was called the ADOS.
The ADOS, yeah, now the ADOS takes a lot of training to be able to, like, rate it and code it. Like, I'm going to get training in that next year on internship, but that is really probably involved.
Some of them...
How much is, how much training?
I can't give you a nine, but maybe I would...
How much training is involved?
I can give you a nine.
I'm not even sure, I just know it's like extensive.
It was, I definitely got it good.
Didn't you mention that in your proposal?
I don't think it does.
No?
The Ritzville Freeman Real Life Rating Scale.
Yeah.
But, see, that's the frustrating thing, because then if I was thinking clearly, I would have had them all be doing that with every video they watch.
I just think that's too complicated.
It's too much.
And also, you're using the same raters to code two different variables.
Oh, you think it's important to use different raters? I mean, what I started doing was saving, the first week, I like destroyed the videotapes, you know, to protect confidentiality when they turn them back in, but now I've actually been saving them in case we need, you know, raters to look them back over again, or, you know, it's just nice to have...
You destroyed the originals?
Not the originals, no, the copies. I have, yeah, I have one copy of each original, but now I have, now that I've been saving them, I have like three copies of every session. So now if we do need people to rewatch the sessions...
Have you seen any kids there?
Because it's so time-consuming, because like... We got another coding team together, like, that Ritzville Freeman Rating Scale is like so short.
That's the one that really sets the body.
It changes.
We wouldn't have given it to us in team. Well, yeah, that would involve having another coding team with inter-rater reliability, teams of two watching every session.
Yeah, and because it's so short, maybe only one team of two.
Yeah, that's true. Or they can do like a couple a week because they're not even doing the Q sort. They can watch, it's just, that would be like 2 45-minute sessions a week and then a few checkbooks.
Right, and the coding would be what you use.
I don't want to think about it.
In the meantime, you should think about what kinds of questions we can answer from these data.
From just the process, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what we have, that's the thing, is we have outcome data using the CBCL. From the parents.
So maybe what you can do is really get that into shape.
Okay, so that's in the clinic, and I can see what we've got there.
Have they been entered into the computer yet?
No.
They should have been. In my year of treatment, I gave them every 8 weeks. They probably took it like 4 times. Probably like 4 times at least the moms filled it out. Sometimes I got the patient out.
How long did it take you to get the...
That was the thing, is I did plug it into the computer to see change over time, and it wasn't much.
Did you save the files?
No, but they're all, it's like a paper copy.
You know, even though you didn't see change over time, I don't know which subscales you looked at.
It was the CBCL kind of diagnosis.
Okay, well, they're not even the most interesting.
Yeah.
You have like somatic symptoms, depression, anxiety, you've got withdrawing, you've got aggression.
Yeah, that was his major one, was the withdrawal depression scale. And that one, I mean, there were incremental changes, and the changes didn't look that interesting as compared to previous CBCLs, but The CBLCC, the CBCL data might look more interesting as compared to.
It does. Houston paid on with his initial, then it looks just compared to the male.
But it doesn't really show any change.
No, 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 it might not show any changes over time, but if you then use the process data as a predictor, there might be certain predictors.
Okay, okay. Well, we've got that on this one. I think Paul did at least like the bare minimum, which was one intake and one determination. I'll have to see if he did them like last 8 week of interviews.
Okay, so that'll be the next step.
Yeah, let me see, okay.
We've got about a month.
So that I can only do today, go over it again, just to take inventory of when the CBC.
And then we have like some take.
Put a five on timeline of self-voting. Because that is. Yeah, that's something that he's.
Okay.
Concert, conference.
Bands that you're into?
Sometimes, a lot of the bands like are still coming around.
And then, yeah, we wanted a more specific outcome measure.
And some of them are like, a lot of like.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess we're not just for telling, I mean, you know, I would also have a coding team during the school year.
I don't know if that's something to do.
And do that.
It happened like one time.
And at least we've got all of it. I mean, we still have the documents, so I don't think it's like, you know, like.
But you still.
And then.
And then it was like, okay. And then like it was like. So I thought it was like brought up.
All right, so I'll figure out what CBCL stuff to do.
So I don't think that's.
So you left a message?
You did.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, so you're excused.
Yeah, I need to get to it too, I'm sorry. I will definitely phone conference with her.
In this video, it was you, and I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get complacent just because you guys did well.
The enemy of reliability.
You mentioned like you were like.
You remember.
Yes.
After you hear it, heard it seven or eight times, you know, it kind of starts to sink in.
It's more than just one swallow.
Yeah, right.
For interrupting.
All right, and I'll see you guys next week. Good luck.
Thank you.
It was like one time.
All right, thanks for showing up.
No, no problem.
That's half of life, you know.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
But it definitely was discussed more than it usually is. Like, I might have took that more like a step.
Oh, really?
I mean, I already proofread these articles, so as far as I know, they should be pretty good. I found one mistake after reading Eva's article.
So if he said unusual and I didn't really follow up and say like unusual or like try to
crazy, I think these two, I think she probably put the titles in herself, but I think she tastes the article. So these are probably, sloppy mistakes.
Probably might have tried to say more, but he sort of shut down.
Well, you probably wouldn't know this, for example.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
my mom said, okay.
Laura's no longer involved, but Allison is.
My mom said, too. I'm like, what was that like?
She's
like, very unusual. I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I'm sorry.
That's how I said it. It was strange.
Like, you said it.
So I'll get this from you.
And then I don't know if I heard anything else about it.
Should I leave this with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to go to an appointment, and then I'm going to come back after that to get it. Should I just give you a call just to make sure, when I'm done with my appointment, to make sure I should come back? Like, in case you don't think you're going to get to it.
It's not going to be done until 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
I know that right now. Because after this meeting, I got two supervisions.
So maybe I'll.
It's going to take me a while.
Maybe. Do you think you could leave it in my mailbox and I'll pick it up in the morning?
Yeah.
So I could go sit.
All right, great.
All right.
I almost.
Thanks a lot. I'll leave it. I'll just leave this with you.
Okay.
Right here.
How's it going?
I'm good.
You guys are rivaling the legends.
People eat.
Be the legend of Ajua and Stephanie after a while.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Dustin.
Yep, always
take care,
boy.
Everybody.
What's it say? Oh, child is compliant. I put a four. Oh, yeah.
That was easy.
I know. You know what? That makes
Yeah. Maybe he was drawing on the. He was drawing on something.
Oh, he was going to draw the thing.
He's like, he stopped right away. I mean, there was a couple points where she asked him back. Oh, don't draw that piece of paper. Like when
and then he stopped. Yeah. I could see that.
Do you remember that?
Not to draw on something?
Yeah.
It was like, he's going to draw on a toy.
Yeah, like a toy.
Oh, and you're setting appropriate limits.
I'm setting appropriate limits. I was like, why did I tell him not to
draw? No, you were like,
draw on a toy. I don't know what it was. Why?
I'm tired of your damn drawing.
There was something, or maybe like a book, or there was,
Apparently I wouldn't have stopped him drawing unless it was,
property.
You asked to look at something, like there was something on it, it was donated. I could see that.
Oh, he would put like the pens and crayons in his mouth and stuff.
Oh, we didn't see those.
That was the sticky situation too, because I didn't know what I
was
saying.
This one or the other one, he had like a straw. He's walking around.
Oh, yeah, he did have
that.
I was like, I don't remember. Like, I think it was a straw.
Alright,
no,
8th grade, the last one.
Okay, child is demanding. Okay, this was definitely. I had this in like the neither characteristic or uncharacteristic, and I, in trying to decide what to move over, I only moved this over because I was thinking of like, these are such bad examples. when you went to get him like a tissue or something, he's like, please hurry, which I guess is not really demanding, but like, and then also like, I know, and he's like, help me with the toilet. Like I just had, like I really had to move something over, and I moved this over, knowing that it didn't, like knowing
that
I didn't.
When you moved it over to like a 6 or more?
No, I've had it from a like a 6 or 7.
Because I can see a 6 if he sort of said, asked for help.
No, I had a 2 because I felt like anything that she was asking him was going on.
He was more
like asking for a tissue.
He was more compliant than demanding. I guess just like something like this, when he's like, help me. Like you were like, he's like playing with something. He's like, help me. Like,
oh, the Lego thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not really like demanding. Like I have it like, in the neither characteristic nor uncharacteristic side, you put it more towards.
That would have been. Yeah. It was like 5.
Okay. Yeah. I think that definitely was. It was one of those that was like. I don't know. This video was hard. But it was really hard.
That was the 0.75.
Yeah. It was like. It felt like the first half of the video was a lot different than the second half.
Those are hard.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I went over there.
Well, I think because.
Did you take a bathroom break?
No.
No, you forgot to tell him that.
You forgot to give
the
warning.
To,
and then he started to extend the time. Yes. Yeah, so it was like the beginning was a little bit different, I think, towards the end.
Raced out of the room at the end.
No, he was like, actually stay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so. I think that was in the
pop up maybe.
Like he wanted to stay. It was kind of almost like he was like prolonging it.
Interesting. When you said it was after a separation, right? At the beginning, I mentioned.
Well, you mentioned it for the end.
Oh, okay.
Definitely get on me for that. You should bring up separations right at the beginning.
Yep.
I have. I'm like on my shoulder during the session still. It's like,
I'll always be there.
Bring up termination. Yeah, I'll always be there. It's like on Germany Cricket. I'm like,
but that was it.
Okay. Most of the stuff we talk about
is. We just have like a couple that are.
We always. We're either like on point and then we'll have like four cards that we're like
now,
on different
Now, here's the question. Are they the same four items every week or are they different items every
different,
week?
Different.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes it
good. They're always like random ones. These were, I think, different than.
And does somebody usually compromise in one direction versus the other?
We always compromise. We either end up in the middle or we kind of fight it out. I'm just kidding. We kind of like explain it and then like in talking about it, we realize that we, like just like with the mandarin, I was like, that card really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I can see that it's like,
not enough
cat
fighting for that.
Yeah,
more
I like
fighting.
The cat fights.
We'll watch next week, and then we'll come in. What video did you watch?
Because I'm in the mix. I like everything to be peaceful. So
that's why
you
guys counteract each other.
Yeah.
Counterbalance.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. You gotta counterbalance. That aggressive. It. No one wants Pringles. Okay. I'll pick them. Hold on. What am I gonna do with this all week? I'm road tripping this weekend, though.
Well,
so
you can put it on your road trip and just, like...
Have some food! See, you missed the food because you met early. So the early bird...
Doesn't get the worm.
That's what you get.
This is good. This isn't really on my
mind. Help yourself to food.
That's me.
I have to run. Thank you. Are we continuing at this time? Or did you already get it?
I gave it to you, but.
Are we continuing at normal time?
Yeah, the regular, this is just the usual.
No, but I know.
No, we're not continuing at the regular time, because.
We have summer classes.
We might have to do an email chain about this.
We have summer classes that end at 12.
Okay. You guys told me that next week, you have nothing.
Oh, yeah, next Thursday, we don't have.
I'm busy until 2, and I won't have, see, I don't know how to get from Dave Cole's house to here.
We do have something that's due at 2.
Because I'm constrained.
We'll probably be here.
Actually, I'm wondering.
All right, so let's keep our regular 2:30.
Okay, for next week. I will try to make it, I may not.
I'm going to be at that, too.
Oh, you're going to be there, too?
Yeah, I have to be.
Can you give me a ride?
Sure.
Back here?
Yeah.
And then I'll take the train to the city, and then I.
Well, yeah, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem, yeah. I can't give you a ride, too, but I can give you a ride.
No, I can get a ride, too, with Jessica, but then she'll probably want to leave right after and not drive me. So if you can get a ride with me here, take the train back to the city, and then Jess will drive me to the. So complicated. All right.
So regular time, 2:30?
Regular time, and then starting May 13th.
All right.
And your summer class starts, Jason and Angela, your summer class starts May 13th?
No, the next week.
The next week, so the 13th.
That week, we're, yeah, we're not.
Maybe still do 2:30. I mean, yeah.
Let's just keep it.
Let's keep it, and then, actually, by then, we'll be like, almost at the end, so we may just need to like move the time for like 1 week.
Oh, really? Do we have that many videos?
We're getting close. We've got maybe like 2 or 3 weeks worth of,
It's just like, I guess.
If people are still doing 2 a week, we've got like 2, 3 weeks left tops, so.
Wow.
We're winding down.
I feel like we just graduated.
I know.
I need to put that on frame.
Aww.
I know, really. I never win anything, so I'm like.
Well, definitely put it on your CD.
You never win anything. Oh, my gosh.
I never win anything.
Okay, Jeff.
Is that my internal representation? What are we talking about, my object relationship?
This is an old one that I already did before.
I like that, though.
So basically.
So where is Dustin's, Maria's?
No, Maria.
Jennifer's?
We just need.
Jennifer and Maria are, okay, I guess Dustin's the only.
We just need Jennifer and Dustin. We've got Sylvia and Stephanie. Okay, so let me make sure this is right, 125. Dustin should also get 125, and Jen and Pam should only get 100, but they haven't gotten their invoices.
Can I go home and leave this in the folder?
Okay.
Can you submit those? Do you need me to do anything?
No, I got it.
On my end, or? I'm keeping track of sort of, because like with all of these, that's 600 from the grant, so we can only submit like 400 more worth, and then we'll start writing personal checks again.
This is, let's see, this is 425.
Right, but once Dustin and Jen say theirs, we will pull 600 out. I've already paid 425 out of pocket. 600 from the grant. Let's do another 400.
Have a good weekend, whatever.
Okay.
We're out the thing for the file.
I'll do this today.
That'll go.
All right, thank you, people.
Bye.
Oh, you have the old.